Previously on Grey's Anatomy.
This is the best breakup ever.
She's doing me dreamy.
Norman is an intern.
I'm your sister.
You're not a girl I ever wanted to have to know. Because our dad chose you.
My niece's cancer's coming back. She's 17 years old and she's gonna die.
Alex, I'm sorry, I can't.
I slept with Izzy.
In life, only one thing is certain. Apart from death and taxes. No matter how hard you try, no matter how good your intention, you are going to make mistakes.
Kelly.
You're going to hurt people. You're going to get hurt. And if you ever want to recover...
You haven't said anything and... Just say something. Please. Anything.
There's really only one thing you can say.
I forgive you.
What?
You made a mistake. But we took vows. Till death do us part, so... I forgive you.
Izzy, you might be picking up your phone. You need to pick up your phone. I just talked to Callie and...
George!
I gotta find Izzy.
We have rounds in 5 minutes.
Right after I find Izzy.
You want to go away with me this weekend?
Why would I want to go away with you?
Because of this.
We didn't go away when we were a couple. Now we're not a couple. Not couples have no reason to go away together.
Meredith, you're not paying attention. I'm talking about 48 unrelated hours of this.
Where would we go?
Wine country.
Wine country sounds like a couple's place.
Well, there's wine, there's country, but we wouldn't see any of it. We'd be in bed over here.
Oh, a weekend of sex.
Ah, you're paying attention.
Well, I would have to get someone to cover for me.
Okay, so you're in?
48 uninterrupted hours of this. I'm in.
Oh, great. I'm stuck in the pit, protecting smackheads and gangbangers from my idiot interns, and you're getting dreamed in the elevator?
Really? Smackheads and gangbangers at Seattle Grace, huh?
My point is, I hate interns.
Well, Lexi's not that bad, is she?
Oh, are we not hating her anymore?
Oh, no, we still hate the idea of her. We just realized we don't have a reason to hate the actual person.
She's an intern. It's reason enough.
Oh, I think you may be the new Nazi.
Damn right.
I don't see any charts. Will you work for me on Saturday?
It's in it for me.
What do you want?
Take Norman off my hands today.
Who?
The world's oldest intern. I've got my interns in the pit. He's only going to slow me down.
Ageist.
Deal?
Fine. Round!
Still can't find Izzy.
I'm going to have to put you in the clinic if you miss round.
The clinic!
Miss Sale. I'm Dr. Bailey. Oh, you are?
The boyfriend who warned her not to read on the Stairmaster.
That's how I did this. I fell off last night. I took a ton of ibuprofen, but when I woke up this morning, it was huge and hideous.
How much ibuprofen did you take?
I usually take some every day anyway because of the gym, so I doubled the dose, but it did nothing for me.
Okay, let's get some x-rays.
Actually, can I just get a shot of cortisone or something? I'm supposed to meet my trainer at noon.
Miss Sales, I can't treat you until I find out what's wrong with you.
Have you seen Dr. Stevens?
Check the pit.
What time do you think we'll be done? Just so I can tell my trainer.
Lefty!
Sorry. Have you seen Dr. Stevens?
No. Have you seen Dr. Yang?
No.
She told me to meet her in the pit, and she's not here. I don't want to give that woman any more reasons to hate me.
Good for you.
I'm prepared. I'm going to answer every question correctly, and I'm not going to take any more of her crap.
Three!
Incoming. Let's move.
You got hit during a scrimmage.
You the coach?
He's my dad.
And his coach. He was charging the receiver after the kickoff. He got blocked, had his head down. He couldn't see the other guy coming.
I had my head down because the guy blocking me was holding it down.
Could have gotten past that guy.
I need you to leave the room. Okay, let's cut him out of his equipment. Dr. Gray, I need you to help me stabilize his neck and his head, please. It's very important, Adam, that you not move your head. I need you to keep perfectly still. Do not move. Relax. Good.
O'Malley, what's the hurry?
I can't talk to you. I've got to fight.
O'Malley?
Sorry, I just gotta find Izzy.
She's at the third floor nurse's station.
Thanks.
Oh, and when you find her, tell her Dr. Torres is looking for her.
Now, I know charting doesn't seem as exciting as surgery, but it is every bit as important. Believe me when I tell you, people, penmanship saves lives.
Pick up your phone! What kind of doctor doesn't pick up their phone?
Is that a 7 or is that a 9? If I had to ask myself that question in the middle of an emergency, your patient is dead. You killed him with your handwriting. Think about that. Kelly! Hey!
Hi.
We have to talk. Okay? About? George told me. He told you.
Everything.
Cafeteria. Noon. You and me. Be there.
Dude, is she gonna kick her ass?
She forgave you.
She said I had a rough year, that people make mistakes, and that I made a mistake.
Well, so now I'm a mistake. Back off.
She said that. I didn't say that.
What did you say?
I didn't expect her to forgive me. I expected rage, bloodshed.
No, she's saving all her rage and bloodshed for me. She's going to kill me in the cafeteria at lunch.
She
breaks bones for a living, George. She's crazy.
No, she's not crazy.
Well, she is if she thinks I'm not going to put up a fight.
Believe that kid's dad. His son is paralyzed and the guy's still riding him.
Focus more on the medicine, 3, and less on the tragedy.
3?
Is that a nickname?
You could say that.
So how would you proceed, Dr. Gray?
You won't be able to operate unless you realign his spine, would you?
And how would you do that?
Traction handle.
Very impressive, Dr. Gray. You're interning yourself to this time? How's it going? Are you and Meredith?
Yeah, it's weird, the whole family thing. And plus, I think she might still hate me.
She doesn't hate you.
Really? Did she say that?
Why don't you go see if Mrs. Cooley's dressings need changing?
Yeah, why don't you go see if Mrs. Cooley's dressing needs changing?
Certainly.
Dr. Sloan. Dr. Norman Shale.
Oh, Dr. Shales, call me Mark.
Thank you.
Thought you were on my service.
I am. He's my intern.
I know, right? It's like, seriously, you're an intern? But it's seriously true. Seriously.
Glad to have you aboard, Norman.
So is he the one you call McDreamy or McSleazy or Mc... Wait a minute.
Norman, we have labs to deliver.
Yeah.
Labs and discharges.
This one's being discharged to hospice?
When there's nothing else we can do.
So we have to tell someone they're dying?
Don't worry, I'll teach you the protocol.
McSteamy! He's the one you girls call McSteamy.
You paged me, Dr. Bailey. Oh, I didn't know you were...
I'm in the clinic. Or I was.
What have you got?
Ruthie Sale says she twisted her ankle falling off the stairmaster.
She didn't twist it. She crushed it. We should book an OR right away.
Dr. Torres, you don't think we should run a few tests first? Find out why Ruthie's bones are so fragile in the first place?
She's osteoporotic. I see it in older women all the time.
And now you're seeing it in a 28-year-old.
Oh, right. Call me when you get the test results.
I can't talk about it with you.
Was she all right?
Yeah.
So when giving a patient the bad news, you want to be polite and detached, but not cold.
How can you be detached, but not cold?
You show that you care without actually allowing yourself to care. Because if you get too emotional, then they get scared. And then they get emotional, and that's bad.
Seriously?
Stop with the seriously.
I'm sorry.
I know it must be hard being older than most of us, but I think you're going to go a lot further if you just let everything else go and focus on the medicine.
Hey, are you aware that McDreamy and the other Gray are bonding?
Bonding?
Over their mutual Meredith Grayness?
What do you mean? They're talking about me? What are they saying?
Oh, I don't know. He's making me deal with his patients while they focus on what's really important.
You?
Christina! What was I saying?
You were saying how important it was to focus on the medicine.
Oh, just give me the shirt.
First, we're going to apply a halo, which uses weights and traction to pull your spine back into place.
Traction?
Like at the gym?
We stretch your upper body using weights until the tension pops the spine into position.
Except unlike at the gym, Dr. Shepherd needs to attach the traction device directly to your head by screwing two bolts into your skull.
That sounds painful.
Painful is if he doesn't fix your spine. Painful is to never walk again. Okay, we're gonna do this thing or what?
I told you not to get too emotional.
I couldn't help it. What now?
Go apologize one last time.
Once again, ma'am, we are very, very sorry. Very sorry. And now?
Now we slowly and respectfully back out of the room.
Alex, I need a favor.
I don't have time for favors. I'm working here.
Well, what are you doing at lunch?
According to my interns, I'm watching Torres kick your ass all up and down the cafeteria.
How do they know?
So it's true. What'd you do to her?
Nothing.
Dude.
We need a little help here.
Oh, thank God, somebody I know. Will somebody please make sure they page my husband?
Is that?
What's your name?
Camille Travis, 18. I've tried intubating 3 times with some kind of obstruction.
My baby can't breathe.
Sat's staying down there, 82%.
She needs a surgical airway. Somebody get me a Craig train.
The emergency Craig's gonna die.
Couldn't use one?
Dude, she's missed.
Pulse is getting weaker.
We better not screw this up. What are you doing?
I'm trying to help her breathe.
She just split her throat. Suction, I need suction. Get the retractors in there.
Too much blood. You didn't hit an artery, did you?
No, not on purpose.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Get the tube. Oh, God.
Stats are going up.
Oh, we did it.
Oh, Richard!
What the hell are you doing to my niece? One thing this child did not need was another surgery.
She wasn't breathing, Chief.
We didn't know what else to do.
You did the right thing. But Camille was diagnosed with ovarian cancer when she was 14. She's had both ovaries removed, a hysterectomy, and now
there it is. The mass.
I wonder if she couldn't breathe.
I can take it out, but we won't know how many more there are until we do further studies.
I'm so sorry, Chief.
She beat it twice before. She'll beat it again.
I just have to tell a 48-year-old woman that she's going to die.
Yeah, I wish I could tell a 24-year-old woman she's going to die.
I have gone out of my way to be nice to her. And this is what she does, talks about me behind my back.
Were you nice to her?
I was nice. Once. My point is...
Hey, Meredith. Hey, Norman.
Sup, Lexi.
Come on, Norman.
Dr. Shepherd asked that we meet in Adam's room in 10 minutes. You could at least acknowledge that you heard me?
You're using the gray sister angle to get in good with the attendings? I get that. But you're here on my license, so if you do anything, like kill someone, it's on me. So for the rest of the day, you're going to hug the wall. You're not going to say anything. You're not going to do anything. You're an intern. Are we clear? 3.
Lexi.
What?
It's Lexi or Gray. It's not 3. I have a name.
Your blood tests show low electrolyte levels, low calcium, and low vitamin D. You've been dieting?
She just lost 40 pounds.
Will told me if I ever got back down to a size 4, we'd move in together.
How romantic.
We both just need a motivation. I told him I wouldn't live with a smoker, so he quit smoking.
The problem is, even if Dr. Torres is able to repair your fracture, it won't do any good unless you're eating more and working out less. Am I right, Dr. Torres?
Dr. Bailey's right.
So what, you're saying that you won't operate unless she puts on a bunch of weight?
No, but...
Then why are we still talking about this? We came here to get her leg fixed, so fix her leg.
How'd that discharge to hospice patient go?
Not great. I was crying. Tears and more tears.
Tears? Really? He's such a tough old bird. I thought he'd take it like a man.
He'd take it like a man?
What, I'm sexist now?
No, he as in him?
Joel Hansen in 2212.
Not Gretchen Bitzer in 2213?
Oh, dear. I thought that two was a three.
Dr. Gray, did you and your intern tell a woman who came in to have her moles removed that she was dying?
Oh, dear. I mean, crap. Oh, crap.
You hear that? Like a weight room. There's nothing to be scared of. He's been weight training since he was 8 years old.
What did I say about you and the wall?
Dr. Yang, this is still a teaching hospital, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
You need to get a little closer if you want to learn something today, Dr. Gray. Okay, Adam. I'm going to attach the tongs now. I need you to stay perfectly still during this procedure. Let the weights do all the work. Okay, you're going to feel a little pressure, but with the meds we've given you, you shouldn't feel any pain. All right.
Imagine being 14 years old and having some doctor tell you you've got cancer. What do you do with that?
You fight. Camille's a fighter. You two have that in common.
Hmm.
So what's it gonna be? Stevens gets her bones broken or Torres gets taken to the trailer park?
Neither. It's not happening. But if it does, will you pull her off me?
You gonna tell me what you did to her?
You have to promise not to say anything to anybody. Swear.
I swear. Jeez.
I slept with George. I know. And I'm a terrible person, which is why I'm going to let her get one good punch in. Maybe two. I deserve it. No, one, then you pull her off me.
You slept with O'Malley?
She said you wouldn't say anything.
I won't. Believe me. This... I'm embarrassed for you.
You had one job. One job. Read the charts.
You want to yell at me some more? You can, because I am an intern, and according to Dr. Bailey, yelling is how we learn.
Well, I'm not a very good yeller.
Oh, I'm sure a test takes practice. Perhaps Ms. Bitzer will show us how it's done.
Well, just let me do all the talking.
Ms. Bitzer?
Gretchen.
She left about an hour ago.
She's gone? Left the hospital?
Mm-hmm.
Feel like yelling now?
Your CT results show that not only is the cancer back, it's spread to your chest, lungs, and throat. We have options, though. We can operate. We can be even more aggressive with the chemo and radiation than the last time.
I just want to go home.
We could try to treat you at home, but Camille,
no,
you...
You don't understand. I don't want any treatment.
What? Camille, don't say that.
I've tried, Mom. It's not working. I can't do it anymore.
You can and you will. You have no choice.
I'm 18 now, Aunt Adele. I do have a choice.
You may be 18, baby girl, but you are clearly not capable of making life and death decisions for yourself right now. Tell her, Richard.
No, you tell her. Tell her how the radiation almost killed me last time. How I got hepatitis and my kidneys shut down and my skin was so raw I couldn't be touched.
Camille.
I'm dying. We all know that. I don't want to spend what little time I have left in this hospital. I want to spend time with my friends. I want to sleep in my own bed. I want to be home. So please, don't be my doctor right now. Be my uncle who loves me. Let me go home.
Try not to move your head, Adam.
I'm trying, but I don't know how much longer I can take this.
You'll take as much as they give you, son. You know, come on, you can do this.
Just another few pounds.
Dr. Yang, maybe we should...
No one asked you.
I can't. Please take it off.
No, can't quit. Push through it.
Okay, just one more plate.
Adam, you're strong. You can handle this. Want to be a quitter, do you? Huh?
Okay,
do
you? You know what? That's it. That's it. It's 20 pounds.
Hey, you did it, right? I told you could do it.
But get him out. Please. Somebody get
Adam,
him out.
Adam, just trying to help.
Please
Adam.
Get out. Get out.
Adam.
Get out. Get out.
Down.
Get out. Get out.
Adam, it's...
What are you doing? Don't touch him. Slightest movement could...
Put his hand down. Gently.
I'm so sorry. I forgot.
Step away from the patient and leave the room. Get out right now or I will throw you out.
Dr. Gray, take over for Dr. Yang. Dr. Yang, a word. You are a resident now. Your job is to teach interns, not abuse them.
I wasn't. She grabbed it.
Until you learn to be less competitive and less selfish, you will not assist on my surgeries. You will observe them.
But she...
You can go.
Marlene, she's just tired. She doesn't know what she's saying.
But she's right. She's not going to get any better.
We don't know that, Arlene. There's always a chance.
Not if she doesn't get treatment. You've got to talk to her, Richard. You have to convince her. She loves you. She trusts you. And she's the closest thing we have to a child of our own. Richard, I'm begging you. Please, save our baby girl.
Again, Miss Spitzer, it's very important that you call us back.
You idiot, still can't find her?
I called her home, her cell, her next of kin.
I don't care if you have to call every Spitzer on the planet. Find her! I am really so very sorry about this.
Not entirely your fault, Norman. You're just an intern. I should have double-checked the charts. I was distracted by things I shouldn't be distracted by.
For what it's worth, Lexi Gray is a good girl. She's very sweet. I don't think she would say anything untoward or uncool.
I have Spitzers to call. But, you know, you could take the... Norman.
I'm not a bad resume, am I?
Don't ask me. I lost a patient today.
Oh, you killed someone?
Lost. Literally can't find.
Oh. Shepard says I'm selfish and competitive. What the hell is wrong with that? I kick ass. I'm an excellent resident.
I'm not. In addition to losing my patient, I also lost my intern. Turned around, he was gone. AWOL.
Hey, what is wrong with these interns? We weren't like this.
We were great interns.
I was great. You were good.
Captain Kelly.
No, is it time for her to grind your bones into dust? You don't think I can take her?
Are you guys really doing this?
You heard?
The whole hospital heard.
Yeah, well, that explains the line at the salad bar.
What are you fighting about?
Believe me, you don't want to know.
Alex.
I'm just saying, whatever it is, it's not worth it.
Actually, it is. Some things are worth fighting for.
O'Malley.
Picking up repeat labs for Ruthie Sales?
So who's your money on, O'Malley? Guess you gotta back the wife, huh?
What? What are you talking about?
Fight downstairs, Torres versus Stevens. What are they fighting about anyway?
Oh, Winnie, that's just a rumor. It's not happening. Callie is way too mature for that.
That's not what my buddy in the cafeteria just said. O'Malley, your lab!
Oh, I'll be right back!
I'm just saying, I learned how to fight in a trailer park, okay? Where'd she learn to fight? Boarding school. Not quite the same thing. Street fighter. There's some badass in me. I can take a girl down.
Izzy?
Close with your left. Protect your face with your right.
No, your hands. Protect your surgeon hands. Your face can heal. Steven? Let's go. Let's go. Go where? You know. Go. I wanted to talk. You want to talk? You don't want to kick my ass? You thought I was going to fight you?
Forfeit, Torres, forfeit.
Oh, my God. You were very good at that. Oh, my God.
What happened? Was there a fight?
Nope. Guess they realized they were fighting over nothing.
Hey, what do you think is a better weekend getaway, Napa or Sonoma?
I hope you don't mind if I kill your girlfriend.
Well, first of all, she's not my girlfriend. Second of all, I do mind.
Interns should be seen and not heard. They shouldn't talk to patients.
Well, that's how they learn.
Which means I have to teach. And then I have to deal with their problems when they screw up.
Meredith rarely screws up, and she's not an intern. So Napa, Sonoma, what do you think?
Sonoma. Mm-hmm. Smaller hotels, fewer tourists. And Meredith, she's still an intern. Don't kid yourself. She's green. She's a baby. And the only difference between her and that old guy she's got trailing her is that you're not sleeping with the old guy.
Sorry, I'm late. Well, I was just explaining the surgery. Since your bones have splintered, Dr. Torres will place metal plates and screws to hold the ankle together.
How long will the recovery time be?
It's hard to say. You'll be in a cast 8 to 12 weeks.
3 months?
Right, Dr. Torres?
Longer if she doesn't eat.
She eats.
Not enough to keep her bones from snapping, but you don't seem too concerned about that.
You know, what is your problem, lady?
I don't have a problem. I'm not the one who has to live with you.
Well, you do have a problem.
Ruthie!
Ruthie.
In here. Uh-huh. In here.
I thought Ruthie wasn't going to surgery till tomorrow.
That's before she started vomiting blood. She's got a bleeding duodenal ulcer.
How did we not see this?
She came in with a broken ankle. And malnutrition and the amount of ibuprofen she's been taking. And she's lucky to be alive.
Why did she do this to herself?
People are stupid and just want to be loved. It's the only reason anybody does anything.
Assist Billy.
Okay, start CPR.
You think he'll walk again?
It's not impossible. Madam Bleeder, I need you to cauterize the vein, Dr. Graham.
Oh, okay. I can't find it. I can't see where it starts. It's coming too quickly.
Stop. Suction around it. You have to see where the bleed is coming from first. Follow the flow to the source. Good. Now Bovia's.
Got it.
Good job. Dr. Yang, if you don't mind stepping in.
Dr. Gray?
Norman, where have you been? Norman, do you think you can just cut out on me in the middle of a crisis?
I went...
Where, Norman? Where did you go that was important enough to just disappear in the middle of a shift?
Ms. Bitzer's apartment.
You went to Ms. Bitzer's apartment?
I told her she had a bill outstanding. She's right behind me.
Oh.
Oh, but if I may say so, your yelling has improved remarkably.
Thank you.
I'm sorry. I missed your calls. I didn't mean to cut out on my bill. It's just I got a lot of living to do and not a lot of time to do it in.
Actually,
I quit my job, dumped my loser boyfriend, told my boss where he could shove it, and bought a one-way ticket to Iceland where the sun never sets, which is fine by me. I'll sleep when I'm dead, all right?
You're not going to die, Miss Bitzer.
I'm not?
There was a mix-up with your labs. You're going to live. Hopefully a very long, healthy life.
I quit my job. I broke up with my boyfriend. I gave up my apartment. You know how hard it is to find an apartment? With parking.
I thought you quit smoking. Wasn't that the deal? Ruthie loses 40 pounds, you quit smoking?
My girlfriend's in emergency surgery. I think she'll forgive me for smoking.
No. No, she won't because she's dead. Ruthie's dead. Dr. Bailey tried to stop the bleeding, but because she's been starving herself and overtraining, her heart couldn't take the strain.
You think this is my fault? She wanted to lose the weight. I just wanted her to be healthy.
She was healthy 20 pounds ago. You just wanted her to be hot. Especially if you were going to move in with her, right?
I loved her.
You didn't love her. You just didn't want to be alone. Or maybe she was good for your ego. Or maybe she made you feel better about your miserable life. But you didn't love her because you don't destroy the person that you love.
Get her away from me. Get her away from me.
You're going to hit me. Please give me some excuse to kick somebody's ass.
Don't touch me.
That's a Torres.
Sir, we are so sorry for your loss. O'Malley, please take...
Sir, why don't you come with me? Come on.
Okay.
I'm going to ask you one last time. Are you all right?
I'm fine with nothing.
Really? Nothing almost cost you your career just now.
The mass you removed from your throat was so big you couldn't breathe. Camille, what took you so long to come here?
I knew the cancer wasn't gone. It's never been gone. It's never gonna be gone. And don't tell my mom, but the truth is, I was hoping it would kill me before I had to come back here. I'm just so tired, Uncle Richard. I am so, so tired.
What I have here is a plan to keep you alive. It involves 12 oncologists, 8 new drugs, 6 experimental treatments from 3 different continents. I have no idea if it'll work. But as your uncle, I'm begging you to take it. Because I know for a fact the world, my world, is a better place with you in it. However, as your doctor, I promise to do whatever you want.
I just want to go.
Then let's get you home.
Callie, wait, please, wait. I'm sorry about the cafeteria. I didn't know that you wanted to talk to me. I thought you wanted to kill me. Sorry about everything. With George. I'm really sorry. I feel terrible. You feel terrible. You took advantage. He was your best friend. I tried to trust you. So much I'd convinced myself that it was all in my head, that I was crazy, but I wasn't, was I? And then you pull that thing in the cafeteria today. It's not bad enough that you humiliate me by getting in bed with my husband. You have to humiliate me at work, too. George may be the one that broke his vows, but you... We're women, I see. You did this to another woman. You took something from me. You stole something from me like a petty little thief. You are the one who should be humiliated. You are the one who should be ashamed. You are the one who should... Don't you dare come to me for forgiveness, you traitorous bitch. What, I'm invisible now?
What do you want?
So you hate me now, too? Well, join the club.
You and O'Malley. O'Malley!
What? What is it that I did that is so horrifying? I fell in love, Alex.
She's married.
Yeah. So, you're carrying a big old torch for Ava, or Jane Doe, or whatever it is that you call her, and she's married. So what gives you the right to judge what I do? Why do you even care?
You told me you weren't ready yet. After Denny, to be with anyone. And then O'Malley? O'Malley! And then you tell me like I'm one of your chick friends. Come on.
Fitzer, I just wanted to apologize one more time.
Oh, and I just wanted to say thank you, Dr. Gray. And you too, Dr. Shale. Bless you. Bye-bye.
She's not going to sue?
Nope. Our lawyer talked her into settling. Seattle Grace just bought that woman 4 bedrooms and 3.5 baths in Reykjavik.
I'm so sorry.
Well, don't tell me. Tell the chief. I'm writing you both up.
It wasn't Norman's fault. He's my responsibility. I'm the resident. I'm the only one you should write up.
That's very noble of you, Dr. Gray. Stupid, but noble.
For the record, Dr. Gray, I don't think you're stupid at all. I find you quite smart.
What did you say to Camille?
Adele.
I've already lost one baby, and now I have to lose Camille?
I am not going to use Camille to try and make up for the fact that I never gave you children.
I never asked you to. I asked you to talk to her, to convince her.
I can't do that, Adele. I can give her all the options in the world. But I cannot make her do what I want her to do. I'm her doctor.
I thought being a doctor was about saving lives. After all these years of choosing your job over your family, the one time I asked you to do your job to save this family.
Adele, I'm sorry. I'm truly, truly sorry.
So am I, Richard.
Callie, you can't. Just forgive me. What I did to you, it's unforgivable.
That's how it works. That's what I forgive you means.
No, see, I think it means you don't forgive me. You don't know how to talk to me right now. I mean, look, you don't, can't even look at me. You're so angry that I think the only way you can deal with me is just say you forgive me and... Why don't we pretend it didn't happen? It happened, and you don't forgive me.
You're right. I don't.
For me. So I can leave right after I round on my patients.
Yeah.
48 uninterrupted hours.
Yeah. Maybe this is not a good weekend.
What did Lexi say about me?
She didn't say anything. I did all the talking. Well, don't blame her.
So what, you're friends with my sister now? I mean, you talked to the other Gray about me.
You know what I talked about with the other Gray? All the things this Gray won't let me say.
You can say anything to me.
I want to marry you. I want to have kids with you. I want to build us a house. I want to settle down and grow old with you. I want to die when I'm 110 years old in your arms. I don't want 48 uninterrupted hours. I want a lifetime. So you see what happens? I say things like that, and you fight the urge to run in the opposite direction. It's okay. I understand. I didn't, but now I do. You're just getting started.
And I've been doing this for a long time. Deep down, you're still an intern. And you're not ready.
I'm not ready right now. But things could stay the way they are. Mm-hmm. And I can get ready. I'll get ready.
Things can't stay the way they are. You can still meet in the elevator. The on-call room. And maybe you'll get ready. And I'll wait. I'll wait until you're ready.
Okay, then.
Yeah, but what if while I'm waiting, I meet someone who is ready to give me what I want from you?
What if you do? Forgive and forget. That's what they say. I just wanted to say thank you for saving my ass today in surgery.
Oh, that's my job, Three. Now, where are Adam's post-op labs?
It's good advice, but it's not very practical. I'll get them in touch with you. When someone hurts us, we want to hurt them back.
Come in.
Keep it down, will you?
When someone wrongs us, we want to be right. Without forgiveness, old scores are never settled. Old wounds never heal. And the most we can hope for is that one day we'll be lucky enough to forget. Baby, when the sun comes up, yeah, yeah, yeah.